Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. At the end of the second act of the play at the Hamilton Theater just west of Broadway, the audience is surging out once more into the lobby and the street. There is considerable conflict of opinion about Claudia Vincent, who's playing the feminine lead opposite Larry Noble for the first time. Mary has arranged a theater party for the occasion, and she's regretted every minute of it, since there's been a nervous tension both on the stage and among her guests. Right now, we find Maud Marlowe, family friend of the Nobles, joining young Oliver Wilson as he stands looking frantically about. And we hear...
Mr. Wilson, you needn't look so worried, that is, if you're looking for Miss Dixon.
She was right beside me a moment ago, Miss Marlowe. How the devil did she get to?
Oh, didn't you notice? Tom Bryson took her by the arm and walked her outside.
The devil you say? I better join her at once. She'll be very worried if I don't.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Tom Bryson is a very interesting man, you know. He's a famous playwright. And so talented.
I don't care a hang about his talent. If you'll excuse me, I wish to find Julia.
Why, I wouldn't detain you for the world, Mr. Wilson. I know how arduous young love can be. You might not believe it, but I was young once myself.
Indeed, it scarcely seems possible, Miss Marlowe.
That's very rude of you, young man. I do hope you grow out of that obnoxious habit of being insulting. You may find that one of the people you treat so offhandedly will turn on you and cause you considerable grief.
I couldn't care less, and I simply must find Julia.
Of course, of course. Oh, but would you just control your eagerness long enough to light my cigarette? I find I haven't a match.
Very well. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, you run along. And you needn't worry that I'll tell Julia Dixon who you dined with tonight.
What? Did you just say, Miss Marlowe?
But didn't you hear me? Goodness, I thought you were so very alert. Well, perhaps it doesn't matter. Just you run along.
I must know. Just what did you say?
Oh, did you think it would be a secret that you came to the stage door of this theater and took Claudia Vincent to dinner?
Who told you that?
My dear Mr. Wilson, there's absolutely nothing secret backstage. It's the most notorious sort of grapevine. Now, surely you must know that.
I'm sure you don't know what you're talking about. The very idea of saying such a thing. I don't understand you, Miss Marlowe. I don't understand you at all.
Indeed. And I was beginning to think I understood you quite well.
What have you against me? What have I ever done that you should want to hurt me?
Why, my dear Mr. Wilson, what an idea. I wouldn't dream of bothering about you at all, much less wish to harm you. Now, where did you get such a notion?
That day at Rupert's garden party, you filled me full of lies about Claudia Vincent.
Really? Oh, you must be mistaken.
I'm not mistaken, and you know it. You told me Claudia Vincent was a famous heiress, and she was fabulously rich.
You mean she isn't? Why, I always thought...
She hasn't a penny. She's been after Rupert Barlow for years, trying to get money from him.
Well, you have been around, haven't you, Mr. Wilson? Where do you learn these amazing facts?
Never mind. You deliberately tried to give me a wrong steer. Now you're trying to wreck my chances with Julia by making up stories about my taking Claudia to dinner.
Oh, you're quite mistaken, my dear boy. I was only trying to give you reassurance. Since I knew about your dinner with Claudia Vincent, when you told everyone at our dinner party that you were indisposed, I took it for granted you'd prefer that I didn't mention the subject.
You would better not. That's all I have to say. You've caused me enough trouble already. Just don't go butting in my affairs anymore. Keep out of my business. I'm warning you, Miss Marlowe.
Maud Marlowe puffs on her cigarette in amused disdain as Oliver Wilson frantically pushes his way through the crowd to find Julia Dixon. And meantime, backstage in her dressing room, Claudia Vincent is having her own tempest of nerves as Harold Ramsay, producer of the play, comes back to her dressing room.
Yes?
It's Harold Ramsay, Claudia.
Oh, you.
Just thought I'd come back to give you a word of confidence.
Oh, go away. I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to speak to anyone.
Now, take it easy, Claudia. The show's two-thirds over. There's no reason for you to go all to pieces like this.
Oh, that's all you know about it.
I tell you, it's true. Now, buck up now and get through this last act without any more nerves. You're doing all right. You've got everyone with you. There's...
Well, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Oh, what do you know about it? All you think about is your loathsome play.
Now, wait a minute, Claudia.
Nothing to worry about. As if you knew what's on my mind. As if you knew anything of the storm that's raging inside me.
Can't you save the storms for later? This play must go on. Don't let us all down.
Oh, yes. The show must go on. Oh, don't give me any of that maudlin trooper stuff. I'm just not interested.
This is a fine time to tell me. After I put you in my play and give you the chance of a lifetime...
Don't talk to me about your filthy play. I'll get through it and you don't have to worry. And after it's over, believe me, I'll settle my score with a certain person.
Now, take it easy, Claudia. There's nothing to get so excited about. Everybody's for you. The whole cast's giving you support. No use flying off the handle about anybody. It's bad for the play.
The play, the play. Oh, in heaven's name, can't you talk of anything but the play? Can't you see I'm nearly out of my mind with worry? Must you keep on bothering me about your wretched play? Oh, can't you get out and leave me alone?
All right, Claudia. All right, I'm going. Just be on stage on cue, that's all. We can talk this over later.
And Claudia Vincent picks up a vase of flowers and crashes it to the floor in her rage over the turn of events. At the thought of how she was duped into eloping with Oliver Wilson, thinking him to be a wealthy Englishman. And outside, on the wharf, Mary Noble and Rupert Barlow, the play's financial backer, are talking together.
I do think the second act went a little better. Don't you, Rupert?
To tell you the truth, Mary, I hardly noticed. My mind was occupied with other matters.
I'm dreadfully sorry I got everyone into this. I thought it was a good idea to have a theater party. It's turned out so badly.
Oh, not at all, my dear. The idea was perfectly sound and very generous of you. Considering the trouble Claudia Vincent has brought into your very home by her behavior toward Larry, it's just that you cannot include people like this insufferable Oliver Wilson and expect anything but scenes.
But Oliver hasn't made any scenes, Rupert. In fact, he wasn't even there at your dinner party.
Well, that's something to be thankful for, at least.
I've been wondering about that.
I've been doing a lot of wondering about the fellow myself, Mary. He's made just about enough trouble in my household. And I'm going to step in and take a hand to settle him myself.
What do you mean, Rupert?
Never mind. But I'm not going to let any young upstart move into my home and upset my whole way of life. He may have Julia Dixon spellbound, but he hasn't fooled me one bit.
He does seem very devoted to Julia this evening.
Yes, I can't make it out. The fellow's obviously no good, and yet he fawns over Julia all the time. He knows good and well she's no heiress. And I don't believe a word of this talk about his being in love with her, do you?
I don't know what to say, Rupert.
Well, it stands to reason, Mary. Julia is a mighty attractive woman, no question about that. I wouldn't have been so deeply attached to her for 10 years if she weren't. But at the same time, for a man of Oliver's years, why, it's ludicrous.
I doubt if Julia would agree with you. She seems very much interested in Oliver.
Oh, nonsense, Mary. She's only doing this to get my goat.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. Seems to me she's really very deeply attracted to him.
Well, she can just get over it. I don't mean to put up with this fellow any longer.
Has she said any more about marrying Oliver?
Oh, you don't actually think she'd go through with it?
I don't know.
Oh, now look here, Mary. She can't throw herself away on a fellow like that.
I feel the same way, Rupert.
Then you don't like him either?
I think he's dangerous.
Dangerous? That young idiot? Oh, come now, Mary.
I only hope he doesn't let Julia down too badly.
And what in the world do you mean by that?
I don't believe Julia could stand to be deceived by anyone else.
Well, now, look, Mary. You can't believe that I...
Oh, Rupert, look. Hmm? Isn't that your man, Victor?
What? Where?
Across the street near that building.
By heaven, so it is.
But did you arrange to have him pick us up after the theater?
No, nothing of the kind. I gave him the night off. Well, what the devil is he doing hanging around this theater? Victor? Victor? Victor!
But the man across the way only walks faster in the opposite direction as Mary and Rupert watch him. What is the meaning of this strange behavior? And why should Rupert's manservant spend his time off on this particular street? Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.